And now the part of our show where we invite worldly and accomplished individuals on to answer pedestrian and trivial questions. It's a game called Not My Job. Martha Raddatz was once, of course, NPR's own Pentagon correspondent. She moved on to ABC News, for whom she's covered the Iraq War, and since 2005 she's been their chief White House correspondent. She has a new book out called The Long Road Home. It's about the war in Iraq. She joins us now. Martha Raddatz, welcome back to NPR, or at least our facsimile thereof.
Great to be back.
Let's talk about that you were with NPR for about 5 years, if I'm right, and then you went on to television. Was it hard to make that transition?
Well, a little known fact is that I actually began in television, came to NPR for a little break, you know, lose the makeup for a while, and then go back to TV. I missed the makeup. I missed the lights. What can I say?
Yeah, I know. I mean, just your vanity. Your vanity will out, I
yeah,
think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I just got to tell you that, you know, Carl wears makeup. He looks lovely.
I remember that about Carl, but, you know, I kept the secret.
Martha agreed not to tell Paul. So you've been out there covering the war a lot. You've been to Iraq about 12 times now.
Yeah, about 12 times. It's a long trip. I now don't like flights that are less than 8 or 9 hours because you don't see two movies and you can't eat the meal. So it's one of the reasons I keep going over is because the flights are so long and relaxing.
And it's really fun when you corkscrew into the airport to avoid the anti-aircraft fire.
Yeah, I can now sleep through that. It's good.
That's good. Now, your book is about the Iraq War. It's a, if you will, blow-by-blow account of a particular battle back in April 04. Not a lot of laughs in the book, not light reading, not amusing.
Good luck with this one. Huh?
Yeah, I know.
You're going nowhere with this
one. I wanted to ask, the book is such a detailed account of what these soldiers went through, how horrific it was. You must have really gotten their trust. You must have really talked to them at great length.
I did, and I think part of the reason that they talked to me so much about this is because I've been there so much.
Right.
And I went back again and again while they were deployed. In fact, I was there about 3 weeks ago and talked to the same soldiers because, of course, they're back, so their long road home led right back to Baghdad.
Yes.
Or in some cases, Afghanistan.
Do you ever have to, like, prove yourself to these guys? Do you have to sling some acronyms at them or spit on the floor?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
My theory is this. The Marines, they're the toughest guys to be with because they are only happy when they're miserable, and they are even happier when I'm miserable. So, yes, absolutely, you have to prove yourselves, but to the Marines, more than anybody.
Yeah. You've had some experiences where people might have, you know, doubted you, but came around on you, I think. You were telling me earlier about an experience you had in Denver at a book reading, was it?
Oh, this was the best thing. So these book tours you go on, you get pretty generally sick of yourself. But, people say the most amazing things to you, and you're totally flattered, and you're, vivid and gripping, and yeah, keep it coming. But I'm sitting in Dallas, actually, and there's a guy out there with just massive muscles, and he has a T-shirt on that says Army Ranger, and he's scowling through my entire presentation, and I figure I am just going to get creamed by this guy. He's going to say something horrible, and who do you think you are, and what are girls doing in a war zone, or whatever. And he stands up, and he's still scowling, and he looks at me, and he says, "Ma'am, you are a stud." Best thing said to me in years. Loved that.
Now, of course, in addition to being an accomplished war correspondent, you have been, for the last couple of years, the chief ABC White House correspondent. And in fact, according to your friends at ABC News who write the note, you are the person who intimidated George W. Bush, the president of the United States. It was at a press conference just a few weeks ago, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Now, that's our my wonderful colleague at ABC News, Mark Halperin, who wrote the note and said that. It was just one of those moments, and I had just shed my body armor. I had just gotten back from Baghdad and going from, you know, Ramadi to the East Room in a matter of minutes and sat down. And my question to the president was, sir, do you, and we always say sir, of course, do you agree with the National Intelligence Estimate that we are now in a civil war? And President Bush looked at me and he said, you know, it's hard for me to tell in this big, beautiful White House. You've been there. I haven't. So it was one of those answers I thought, first of all, he has been there. And then I thought, great, so I'm the decider now.
Hey, let me ask you about this, Martha, before we get on to the game. There was a, I would say, infamous incident during a press conference, not, of course, with the president, but with Tony Snow during his regular press availability, in which your cell phone went off.
Ha.
Ha.
How do we know it's hers?
Well, because...
Because she was the one turning bright red?
Yes, because it wasn't just your cell phone. It was your ringtone. What did you have as your ringtone?
I had as my ringtone, which was actually my son playing with my cell phone ringtone, Ridin' Dirty by Chameleon.
Oh, Chameleon Air!
Yep.
So this goes off in the middle of the White House press room,
right.
And then what happened?
Try to catch me ridin' dirty. Over and over again, try to catch me riding. I could sing it for you, maybe, but I don't think I have a career in that.
Yes,
yes, it went off in a briefing, and Tony Snow was very funny. And he stopped the briefing as I'm frantically looking to turn my cell phone off and said, does Martha have a hip-hop ringtone? Play that funky music, white girl.
Well, Martha Raddatz, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You're Andy Sedaris. Filmmaker of genius.
Last week, we lost producer, director, and groundbreaking filmmaker Andy Sedaris, who went to the great screening room in the sky at the age of 76. We're going to ask you three questions about the life of this wizard of entertainment. Get two right, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice and their home answering machine. Carl, who is Martha Raddatz playing for?
Peter, she is playing for Rick Reed of Croydon Park, New South Wales, Australia.
Now, Mr. Sedaris, who, by the way, is no relation to David or Amy, he did, in fact, get his start as a director at ABC Sports, Wide World of Sports, in fact, for 28 years. He's credited with one of the most important innovations in television sports. Is it A, encouraging angry baseball managers to kick dirt on umpires because it was nonviolent but looked cool? B, the honey shot, a quick cutaway to pretty cheerleaders or attractive female fans in the stands? Or C, the two-minute tear jerk, the moving short report on the inspiring tragedy in an athlete's life?
I'm going for the tear jerker, though. What
do
you
think? The two-minute tear jerk. Yeah, no, it was the honey shot.
Really?
Apparently,
you know,
no.
I should have thought men's sports.
Exactly.
Sports, it was the honey shot.
Apparently, right. Nobody before Andy Sedaris thought of turning the camera to point at the cheerleaders every once in a while. That was his innovation.
Genius!
This was about a minute after the invention of the camera.
Well, apparently. No, apparently it took a while. All right, now Andy Sedaris ended up just being too big, too talented for TV sports, so he struck out on his own. He became the producer and writer of films, but all his films were in one particular genre. What was it? Was it A, groupie mysteries in which crimes are solved by intrepid, young, attractive women who follow rock stars? B, bullets and babes movies in which heavily armed, often topless playboy playmates fight it out with the bad guys? Or C, documentaries about sorority initiation rituals.
Okay, I'm going for the bullets just because...
You're going to go for the bullets and babes?
Bullets and babes.
You're right! For example, 1998's Lethal Ladies Return to Savage Beach. All right, now you're one for two. You get this last one, you will win it all. For your friend in Australia, Mr. Sedaris, may he rest in peace, was not unaware of his own limitations as a filmmaker. Which of these did he once say about himself? A, I have the aesthetics of a newborn baby. Just show me the breasts, please. B, I tried watching a Woody Allen movie once, but I walked out after 10 minutes because nothing blew up. Or C, I couldn't spell story if you spotted me the S and the T.
I think we're going to go with the infant mind.
The infant mind, the aesthetics
one.
Of a newborn baby. Just show
yeah.
me the breasts. No, it was actually C. I couldn't spell story if you spotted me the S
Ow.
And the T. Mr. Sedaris was, in fact, refreshingly honest about his limitations as a filmmaker. He said, for example, of the nudity in his films, certainly some of it is gratuitous, I'm not going to lie to you, but hey, that's what we're here for.
Some of it is gratuitous?
Some of it was gratuitous.
Some of it is ultimately vital to the plot?
Yeah, apparently it is.
Okay.
Apparently
yeah.
in some of these movies, the terrorists some happen to attack when the lethal ladies are in the hot tub.
Okay.
What can you do?
It always comes when you don't expect it, a terrorist attack.
They wait until you take off your top.
Notice mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything here.
Yes,
notice
I did.
I'm kind of quiet now.
Carl, how did Martha Raddatz do in our quiz?
Well, Martha needed at least two correct answers to win Peter, but she had just one correct answer.
Oh, no.
Failure.
Well, we always say if you're going to fail at anything, fail at this.
Maybe it'll fill I'm not feeling that bad.
Okay.
Right? You know, it wasn't like failing an eye test, even.
No.
I
Did this small sojourn back with us make you nostalgic for NPR at all?
I'm going to stick with TV, but it was great touching base with you.
All right, thank you.
You know, really, it was wonderful, and thank you very much. I'll try harder next time.
Martha Raddatz is the chief White House correspondent for ABC News. She is the author of the extraordinary new book about the Iraq War called The Long Road Home. Martha, thank you so much for being with us.
It was great being with you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.